Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
End of the week. So you've done really well if you've bothered to download and listen to all of these. It's more than I've done this week. Sell it, Steve. Positive. Great. You got to the end of the week and look at you. Today's one, I'm just dragging it across into the carts. There we go. Today's one has Larry in there as well, so that'll be nice for you, won't it? We went through some news stories. Oh, I should mention this as well. I found a way to make my website, somenews.co.uk, have actual more news in it. Because it's really difficult when you've got a new baby. By the way, just past the 3 week stage, little girl, she's 3 weeks old. I looked online, it's not an official anniversary, so I didn't have to get her anything. In fact, I mean, I don't have to get anything for ages, do I? For my son's first Christmas, I did a thing on TV saying I didn't get him a gift. You know, vaguely humorous, and also he was one, so you know, he wasn't even one actually for his first Christmas, was he? Of course not. Unless he was born on Christmas Day, which he wasn't. And people online really took it seriously, like I was the worst parent ever. Or maybe I'm the worst parent ever. Do you know what? Time will tell. However, if you're listening to this in the future and my son is a famous criminal, well done. Yes, you've proved me wrong. Other than that, I think I'm doing all right. We did a radio show, even though I'm busy with the kids and stuff, and talked about some stuff that's in the news. Some of it will be typed up on somenews.co.uk. Some of it is in my newspaper columns in various local papers. But the bit that you're interested in, hopefully, is this. Yeah, today's show. Weird topics coming on here. Cats. We've talked a lot about dogs recently, so cats get talked about. AI, ChatGPT, is in the news. It's becoming my best friend. Which is always going to happen, wasn't it? If you think about what I'm like with humans, at some stage I was going to befriend ChatGPT, and the UK is feeling hot. Ooh. There are many different types of news, and I like to try and bring you all of it, keeping you up to date while playing some tunes. That's the general brief for this broadcast. And to do so, we have to talk about entertainment news to see what the celebs are doing. We're joined by my friend who knows what he's talking about. It's Larry. Hello.
Hey, Stevie.
Larry, good to hear from you. What have you got for us this time?
Sharon Stone says that being famous is a drag.
Oh, it is. Take it from me.
No, Stevie, she's talking about being famous.
Hey, I'm famous. Someone asked for my autograph this morning, actually.
It was the postman delivering something, wasn't it?
He watches TV too.
Anyway, Sharon says the downside to being famous is that you always have to pick up the check at dinner.
How does she mean?
She said if you go out to a restaurant, there'll be like 15 people there, and it's the famous one that has to pay, like $3,000 a time.
Okay, I am not famous. Not if you have to pay that much money.
Don't you spend $3,000 when you take people to a restaurant, Stevie?
Not yet, but give it a little while and inflation will help me get there even when I just nip to KFC for chicken wings.
Yeah, you're just as nice as Sharon then. Well done.
Yeah. Listen, thank you for the update. We'll speak soon.
Okay, toodles.
AI has become my best friend, helping me do more stuff on the internet. I thought I'd get into it. And as we say, it's fairly obvious that at some stage I was going to become friends with AI. Like some sort of weird, creepy, low-budget sci-fi film. I'll end up having weird feelings towards it. But it's just got worse. Worse than you slowly having a girlfriend that's AI, Steve? Yes, you're right. ChatGPT version 4, which is the one I've been using, has been updated so that it will remember your answers to previous questions and be able to use them again in the future. Yeah. No, I think part of why I liked AI was that you could just click a button and it'd start fresh again. The idea of something that will listen to what you say and at some point in the future bring it up. If I wanted that, I'd just have a chat with the missus. Hello. Weather. How's your weather? We did mention proper weather, didn't we? But how about this weather? Britain will be warmer than Greece as a 500-mile-wide subtropical air plume brings record temperatures. Good? I don't know. Because in part, my missus... Because we've got a little baby, she's breastfeeding, and we don't have a fridge on the top floor of the house. There's only 3 floors, calm down. But there's no fridge up there, and instead of me having to go all the way up and down to refrigerate stuff, I suggested we could just hang it out the window while it was cold outside. This 500-mile-wide subtropical air plume is going to absolutely do me knees in. But we're going to get hot weather, and it means we're hotter than Greece. It feels like that's a... What's the word they use? A Pyrrhic victory. Yes, today we might be hotter than Greece. For the rest of ever, They actually have better weather than us. Let's maybe not pick a fight that we're going to win so infrequently. Do you know what I mean? Let's go in with, today we have a better economy than Greece, even when we're in recession. How about them apples? With emojis being in the news, because apparently old people, not that I'm saying you're old, calm down, old people are more likely to get confused with emojis, according to experts, and they'll send the wrong one. And then it says here that they'll be embarrassed because they'll be sending the aubergine one, the eggplant emoji, meaning food and all. Apparently it's a rude thing, or the peach thing. Experts, let me have a word with you. These old people know exactly what they're doing. Imagine you were given the opportunity to send rude emojis and be, oh, sorry, dear, I didn't understand. You'd spend most of your time trolling the young, wouldn't you? Certainly I will. Give me a couple of birthdays and I'll get in on this. A quick update on this one. Low-intensity exercise is actually better for you in terms of curing depression than vigorous exercise. So if you do sport and you do it without really putting much effort in, it's actually better for your state of mind, which is good news for Leighton Orient. I don't even know if that's a football club I should be making that joke about, but that's how football jokes work, isn't it? Thank you to Martin, who sent me this news story. You can keep sending them through. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, that scientists have grown meat cells in rice grains. But then again, that's nothing. Just the other day, I bought a beef tomato, so, you know. You know that I'm a cat owner, even though I'm a dog person. Don't let the cats find out. They'll be absolutely furious about it. This is good news, then, that coaxing a cat off the street and into your home could be against the law. The Pet Abduction Bill, backed by the government, would make stealing a cat punishable by jail or fine. It's going to be a fine, isn't it? Let's be honest. No one's going to be banged up for nicking a cat off the street. But you do worry, because one of our cats, when I went to Edinburgh and did the show up there, she disappeared for like five... No, she disappeared for 3 weeks, was it? And she came back a little bit thinner, but there was no way she wasn't, you know, touching... She was going around and going like, meow, to some of the neighbours and getting fed. And you can't guilt a cat into not doing that. Do you know what I mean? They are not faithful, naturally. So then you have to win them back over again. Oh, that was a nightmare, isn't it? So the fact that legally I could stop people feeding her and make her have to be nice to me, that's a lot nicer for me. If only you could do the same in relationships. We're nearly done for the day, and I didn't even get around to talking about this story, that apparently darts star Luke Littler looks about 35 despite being 17. That was mentioned during a debate about the Rwanda bill. And what's happened was, remember when he was doing some good darts and we were saying, oh, he looks older than he is, you know, like those channel migrants. The joke that happened on this show literally is now in Parliament as actual law. So I'm a little bit worried about the rest of the jokes I've done. The one earlier about cats. Don't want to make that legal. Anyway, so we'll make sure I do better next time. That was a messy end to the show, but we'll just wrap up the news stories you didn't get. Alan Shearer caught a couple bonking on his piano in his hotel suite the night before a game. Something, 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 G-string. That'd work, wouldn't it? Losing my voice here. The time, cups of tea, and the weather are what Brits talk about the most. And yet we talked on the show yesterday about how we're all panicking about the tea shortage. My theory is there is no tea shortage. Everyone carries a lot of stock. Maybe that's why we're talking about it, because technically we're talking about tea, even though no one's actually going to run out. And then this one we didn't do on the show. Oh, two stories we didn't do on the show. Three! Gavin and Stacey's Ruth Jones has shut down rumours that the sitcom's returning. Yesterday on the podcast, we dismissed that story out of hand. Turns out either I was too idle to talk about it, or I got kind of insider vibes. I've got a cough and hiccups happening. This is a nightmare. A pervert was busted with nearly 600 pieces of lingerie after spending two decades stealing women's underwear. This is in Bangkok, in Thailand. Just sell that online, mate. It's probably not a pervert. It's just someone with on Vinted. And beavers are set to be brought back to reduce flood risks. Because if there's one thing that makes everything drier in my life, something like that. Something. The G-string joke was really the peak, wasn't it? Thank you for listening to this podcast. The ramblings about news stories that otherwise would have passed you by. Subscribe to wherever you found this. Interact on social media. I got them all. At Mr. Stephen Allen would be the username, and emails to me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. Don't forget somenews.co.uk for my silly little stories. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.